A new wind development is coming to Albany County. It's the latest in a flurry of new wind projects underway in southeastern Wyoming, a trend that's set to continue. But this development is facing pushback, with up to 151 turbines proposed to be built near a community of rural homeowners. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
South of Laramie, there's a road that goes straight into the plains. Over the hill, it's just open country and boulders, and eventually a tan house with a large porch facing the mountains.
I wake up every morning, go get a cup of coffee, and just look at the mountains, and it's really fun.
That's Missy Karam-Schuster, who's chosen to live outside of Laramie's downtown with her husband to enjoy the open view. But she's worried a new development called the Railtie Wind Project could impede that view. We're driving through about half of the development's proposed corridor, from her house to the recreational site Vitaville, about 15 minutes away. It goes a 15-minute drive in the other direction from her house as well. The turbines could be as high as 675 feet.
So the windmills are supposed to go all to the back side of this property, all the way back here, and then they are supposed to sit on that hill, but everybody around this area will be able to see them.
Karam-Schuster points out her neighbor's properties, waves hello to a few passing cars, and she says she'd prefer it to stay like this.
Like, look at this beautiful view that we have out here, and yeah, I just can't imagine. It would look like an industrial park to me.
Karam-Schuster has concerns about the visual impacts, the noise, blinking lights, even health concerns. She's thought about moving.
I think about it sometimes, and I'm like, oh, I would want to move, or I would want to sell it before they, like, get building in that way, because their property value is going to decrease immensely.
The Railtie project has just begun its regulatory process, and its developer, ConnectGen, still has little idea what kind of impacts it's going to have, say with property values. It is also not determined exactly where turbines will go, how tall they'll be, or how many will be used.
Looks like we do still have some open seats up front.
Part of the regulatory process, of course, is public comment. During a recent scoping meeting in Laramie, the room was packed. I met one homeowner named Juan Reyes. He supports this project, saying turbines don't really bother him. Plus, he's leasing his land to the company.
It would benefit us greatly. You know, production agriculture is not really a rich boy's game, so we've struggled forever. But hopefully this would give us a boost.
Few others at the meeting were happy about it, though. Some raised concerns about the proximity to the National Historic Landmark Ames Monument. After a brief visit there, here's what the wind sounds like up there. Another worried about what the wind farms will do to his property value. Donning a black cowboy hat, Ryan Acey worries about the ranch he lives on. It surrounds the project area.
There's lots of other places they could put it. I know there's tons of houses down, you know, it's going to affect a lot of people down there.
AC's biggest question, though, was simple.
But why right there? Which I'm sure, you know, this question everybody wants to know too. But
when you drive through Wyoming, it does look like there's infinite available space to put a wind project. But Amanda McDonald says it's not that simple. She's the project manager at the meeting for ConnectGen.
You start layering in all of the constraints, environmental, transmission, compatible land use, the areas that are compatible with wind development, it starts to shrink down a lot.
And if it was in a remote area, McDonald says it would have to build the infrastructure to transport electricity, which isn't easy. These are all relatively new challenges for Southeast Wyoming, which has seen a major influx of new wind projects over the past 7 years. In fact, 7 of the past 9 new wind developments in the state have been there. Once online, those projects will more than triple Wyoming's current wind power generation. University of Wyoming Professor Jonathan Naughton is director of the Wind Energy Research Center. He says there are 2 big reasons Southeast Wyoming is seeing this bump in new wind development. Naughton says the first one, there's a rush to develop wind energy nationwide right now. The federal tax credit is expiring in 2021, which Railtie will take advantage of. New transmission lines will soon come online, and wind power has just gotten a lot cheaper.
Wind and solar have come down so much in price that utilities are choosing to go out and purchase them because they are economically the best choice for ratepayers.
And the second reason, Southeast Wyoming happens to be very close to certain renewable energy demanding states like Colorado. and it's part of the Western grid as more states look to renewables. Naughton says he's not surprised by the project's pushback, though, as places like Albany County aren't as used to big infrastructure projects.
We have a limited experience with this, and much of that was done a long time ago. So first reaction is, yeah, that this is not something we want to do.
But Naughton compares it to the federal highway system. He says in the 1950s, most people were worried what fast-paced roads could do to a town or community.
We look two generations, three generations later, and I don't think you'll find too many people that think the federal highway system is a bad thing.
Plus, Naughton says the coming projects will provide a much-needed economic boost, both for the county and the state. RailTie promises to bring nearly $180 million in tax benefit over its 35-year lifespan. He says the surge of new southeastern wind projects could continue for another 5 to 7 years. The RailTie project is scheduled to be built in 2021 and operational by 2022. There will be multiple opportunities for public comment. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.